CBR 36 for the week ending April 22nd, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun turret high top Rancho Del Waldo, this is Uncle Waldo, and you're listening to Campground Pirate Radio. We're going to kick it off with a Go to Hells and an old ripoff of a Cars tune.
A lot of money coming here and wasting all my time. When you're still so near, I gotta lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's all the ribbons in your hair. And I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time.
Well, it's a story as big as the wild hog at the center of it all. Some are saying this is the biggest wild hog ever.
People are seeing a monster of epic proportions.
Man, it
will
want
the
hippopotamus.
Mega-sized monster to be captured.
Off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down.
Keep it down.
Turn it down.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Good God Almighty. Like back in the old days, you know, years ago, they had the A&R man to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it was disco or rock. But we just told Bruce that we want a straight ahead jazz album, so we got all the fellas together. Grady Tate, Ron Carter, George Benson, Stanley Turrentine. Stanley was coming off of a cool jazz festival. Ron was coming off a cool jazz festival. And we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company. And we just laid back and did it. Also, Grady Tate's wife brought down some home-cooked chicken. And we just laid back and we just chopping on chicken and having a ball. Jazz is the only real music that's going to last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Land on me. I can swear it'll be too good for you, but you can land on me. expectations are just an opinion. They don't believe in California. They think it's all just Los Angeles. So I come from a phantom, and the interstate sweeps me away without a trace.
Yeah.
Top Rancho Del Waldo. It's Uncle Waldo.
Happy Friday, everybody. How the hell y'all doing? It's your old pal Uncle Waldo here, and I hope you all survived April 18th or tax day. I know I got mine done early. Got a nice little chunk of change back on that. I think BTA is still screwing around with his. I'm not really sure. I think he's going to talk about it later. Hey, now taxes were supposed to be due, obviously, on April 15th. At least that's when you think they're supposed to be due. But in this case, they had some screwball governmental holiday thingy going on. It was Emancipation Day, which was actually on Saturday, but they decided to take it off on Friday. And so the whole IRS took the week off or the day off or whatever the hell it was. But oddly enough, Friday still was Black Friday. I mean, even though the IRS took the day off, the Department of Justice sure as hell wasn't closed. In fact, they did a sweep down on internet poker. Sites like Absolute Poker and PokerStars just shut down to the American public. I heard they're going after Full Tilt. I don't know if they're going to if they've gotten them yet or not. They said they're going to go after the chief officers and the founders, which is going to be kind of interesting here because I don't know if they're going to go after like Howard Lederer and Chris Ferguson, you know, those folks who've started up like Full Tilt. I don't know what Daniel Negreanu's setup is with PokerStars. I think he's more of a spokesman than a a starter. But anyways, I mean, we got 10 to 12 million poker players out there. And a lot of these people are, they do internet poker for a living. I mean, there's shut-ins. There's people that can't get out of the house, can't get to the casino. They found out they're actually really good at doing something. And guess what? The government has decided, nope, you can't make a living now. So, hey, here's one thing you can do. There's a group called the PPA, or the Professional Poker Players Alliance, or Professional Poker Alliance, I believe is what it is. I'll put a link to them in the show notes. Join them. See what you can do. You can write your congressman. You can write your senator. You can write the president. Hell, you can write everybody. Hell, write me. I don't care. But like I said, I'll throw that link on in the show notes over on campgroundpirateradio.com. Click on it. Check them out. I think it would do some good. Hey, listen, an update here on our 100 by 100. I'm trying to get a bunch of reviews on the iTunes site. And what I want to do is get 100 good five-star reviews on iTunes before it hits 100 in Tucson. Well, it's already in the 80s this week, kids, so just give you a heads up here. We don't have a lot longer to go. So if you haven't been over there yet, go over to iTunes, click on podcasts, do a quick search for Campground Pirate Radio. The site will pop on up. Just jump on in there. Click, hopefully, a five-star review. That would be really nice of you. And if you want, leave a little review, a couple of words, say something nice. I'd love to hear back from you. Hey, but in the meantime, I've got some brand spanking new music here for you. Here's a band that's been banging around in one form or another for about the last 6 years. And I think they finally got their shit together. This is their brand new single from their upcoming album. These guys are out of the UK. This is Grey Goose Down and their new song, Letting Go.
No, I never said it. No, I do regret it. Some things don't hurt like a child. So why don't you just forget it? Cause I never meant it. Some things
was a bad man. Got me a good woman, you know just what I am. Well, good woman, she loves a bad, bad man. Ooh, yeah. Got me a good woman, you know just what I am. Well, some boys I get to brawling with everyone inside. You can keep your brawling, I'll be bawling every night. But good woman, she loves a bad, bad man. Yeah, got me a good woman, know just what I am. Well, I know I'm hard to live with. I've been so mean to you. I haven't been half the man I should have been for a gal like you. A good woman loves a bad man. Got me a good woman, you know just what I am. Well, good woman, she loves a bad, bad man. Well, got me a good woman, you know just what I am. So many ways of being bad, trying out every one. Now she says I'm cold as ice, never in a fumble. Good woman, she loves a bad, bad man. She does. Got me a good woman, you know just what I am. Well, I know I'm hard to live with. I've been so mean to you. I haven't been half the man I should have been. A guy like you, what I am. Well, good woman, she loves a bad, bad man. Got me a good woman, you know just what I am. Well, you know she loves a bad boy, she can keep herself away. When I get too bad for her, she ought to run away. But good woman, she loves a bad, bad man. Yeah, she does. Got me a good woman, you know just what I am. Well, got me a good woman, you know just what I am. Yeah, got me a good woman, you know just what I am.
I like wasting my time with pretty women, gambling everywhere.
Hey guys, Waldo here. Now people have asked me, why should I have my money in silver? The first problem with that statement is that they think the paper in their pocket is actually money. It's not. Gold and silver is actually money. That paper in your wallet just represents a mythical concept by your government making you think it's worth something. It's not. Times are tough, and that piece of paper buys less and less every day. In the meantime, it takes more and more of that worthless paper to purchase precious metals. The stockpiles of silver are dwindling, and there's talk that silver may soon become more precious than gold. Before that piece of paper becomes worthless, you need to start investing in silver now. The folks at Silver Saver have made it so simple, even I can do it. You can do it too, even for as little as $25 a week. Go to campgroundpirateradio.com page and click on the Silver Saver logo. You'll be glad you did.
Another hour of the best music. Best music starts right now on Campground Pirate Radio.
Star, baby. Whoa, yeah. books. He'll take your mental temperature, give you lots of dirty looks that last on till the next day comes. 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 Said, write me a song to prove our love is in full bloom and make it sound really popular with more hooks than a coat room. We can go together, baby, see a big man with books. He'll take your mental temperature, give you lots of dirty looks that last until the next day comes. Till the next day comes. Till the next day comes. Till the next day comes.
She's the woman I love. She's the woman I love. She's the woman I need. Woman I need. She's the woman I love. Love, 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 love. Excuse me, but my baby, I don't wanna hear her say no.
It's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. And that shouldn't take much, given the proximity of this missive to everyone's least favorite federal observance, Tax Day. Now, I don't make a lot of money, no one gets into anarchism to get rich, but seriously, the amount of cash the state wants me to fork over for their wars, corporate welfare, and farm subsidies is just infuriating. I know you must be asking yourself, what's an anarchist doing paying his taxes? Well, the same thing as all of you, trying to stay the hell out of jail. I'd love to tell the man where he can stick his long form and for good measure deduct this, but the reality is I have a job and my company is already ratting me out, telling Uncle Sam exactly what they paid me, and if I don't surrender some more of my labor in the form of the couple hours it takes to fill out the average federal tax return, well, I'm actually leaving some of that money in the state's hands to spend on war and corporate bonuses, or more likely, interest on the national debt. Despite the refund, I hate it so much I put off filing my taxes as long as possible, to the very last minute. And the sad thing is, taking the existence of Leviathan in D.C. for granted, it's all so unnecessary. Income tax revenue consists the smallest fraction of the budget. As I said, almost all of it goes to pay interest on the massive $12 trillion national debt. It isn't even figured into the yearly budget. They could actually repeal the 16th Amendment, abolish the income tax, and return the government to 2001 levels of funding without skipping a beat. Wasn't the U.S. federal government big, powerful, and intrusive enough back in 2001? The budget was even balanced back then. The truth is, there was no income tax for the first century and a half this country existed. None was needed until the Fed started looking internationally for dragons to slay, becoming desirous of a colonial empire like all the big boys in Europe. Wars of conquest have to be financed, and the bankers needed collateral to put up against these enormous loans. So the geniuses in Washington put you up as collateral. That's right. It's the whole point of the income tax. You and your working potential are the backing behind the dollar. All the loans the government takes out, the full faith and credit of the United States of America is predicated on their ability by means of the income tax to extract wealth from you and me in perpetuity. There's outstanding debt on their books for World War I, for Christ's sakes. But at this point, there are not enough dollars in the whole country, maybe not even in the whole world, to pay it all off. Seizing every dollar every productive person in America made over $250,000, what the government now calls rich, despite their massive inflationary devaluation of the dollar. And seizing all corporate profits for this year, we're talking hundreds of billions here, would barely give you enough money to cover 6 months of the 2010 budget. The debt exceeds the gross domestic product. So here's hoping that you all get a refund, and none of you are audited. I hope your T's were crossed, your I's were dotted, and all your stamps were postmarked on or before midnight April 18th. As for me, I filed an extension.
Just stay for one more day. Put your eyes, tell me you're afraid. that I see. So much I can't believe. Grown man just trying to be true to myself, impossibly. I may not ever get rich, might wind up digging a ditch. Won't cry and I won't bitch, I won't bow down. I'll never quit, let it pop back up. Hardcore to the day I die. Just trying to survive, I won't back down or apologize. Say what you wanna say, not listening anyway. Probably what I wanna believe, true to myself, that's how it's gotta be. Methods that I use, all the things I use and abuse, it all leaves me confused. I've been taught to be down at you, but somehow I was saved. Now I'm standing here today, gotta do things my own way, cause I'm never going back again. Let it pop at your pride, hardcore to the day I die. Just trying to survive, I won't back down or apologize. Say what you wanna say, anyway, probably what I wanna believe, true to myself, that's how it's gotta be. That's how it's gotta be, yeah. That's how it's gotta be, yeah. Bullshit that I see, so much I can't believe. Grown man just trying to be true to myself and possibly. Well, I may not ever get rich, might wind up digging a ditch. Won't cry and I won't bitch, I won't bow down. Never quit, let it fall back to pride. Hardcore to the day I die. Just trying to survive, I won't back down, apologize. Say what you wanna say, anyway, I believe what I wanna believe, true to myself, that's how it's gotta be. That's how it's gotta be, yeah. How it's gotta be. That's how it's gotta be, yeah. How it's gotta be.
Making TV special.
Made with creamy butter.
And you know what that means?
It's happening. I can feel it.
I feel coarse and strange. Here.
at Campground Pirate Radio, we live by one simple rule. Don't suck.
Thank you. look what you did, look what you did. But you got a couple alternatives. Go away quietly, or set yourself free. Set yourself free. Top of the world, ma.
Ladies and fellas, I was hella bored, so I pedaled hella hard to a seminar at Zanzibar. Ben and Jerry tennis on Pat Benatar, riding on my handlebars that I had gaffled from a scrap metal yard. When it fell apart, I got a rental car with metal lark lemons credit card. Double parked on the boulevard, front of Cinnabon. Won a tug of war with a Minotaur. Then I toured the far north on a Portuguese man of war. Santa Claus handed me a catalog, the envelope attached on it said that you could have it all. So I got an antelope from Manitoba, salad bowl, a catapult, a can of soda, paddle boat, a camera phone, and also a Barry Manilow autograph cantaloupe. In every episode of Solid Gold, the antidote to Babylon and Amazon. In an acid wash, came assault, and her friend attack along who looked at all Napoleonia.
When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn. When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn.
Here's the story, folks, totally stoned. I rode the slopes of Mount Holyoke at 40 below. Lo and behold, my homie poked too many holes in my snowmobile bills. Now I'm rolling on some bubbleys with spokes. Had to pony up the dough to get it all green and gold. Mobile home, stolen Oreo, a Polaroid, some saltines, and overcoat from Walgreens, some corduroy, some sardines, canola oil, all singing, row, row, row your boat. On and on with Obi-Wan Kenobi, Shinobi, and Kobe Bryant, Pokemon, and Pinocchio, go on the Yoki, Pinocchi Swamp, Hill in Portugal, Tokyo, Borneo, and Coney Island with the horny toe, Memorial Orchestra with Mary White, lyrics born on rhymes, Maury Povich, OVO, the Barry Gordy on organ, and Joe Torrey on chimes, Don Corleone on accordion. Tomorrow morning we re-recorded Jerome and Morris singing, OVO, OVO.
When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn. When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn. When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn. When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn.
Whoa! Einstein, do it. Whoa! Bring it back now. I met a hermit named Kermit McDermott with a learner's permit. Curb serving in a purple suburban, slurping an ermine sherbet, eating a turnip with the words dirty, dirty written in cursive on his Burberry turban. It was curtains at the circus in Berkeley. Saw a turtle in a girdle, a squirrel with a curl, the world's biggest girl, Earl Urkel, swirled in a circle on a dirty gas burgundy Murphy bike. I had some curry rice, a turkey burger, and some curly fries. Tried to return some Mervyn's merchandise in Circus City. Customer service was certified. The issue, the courtesy clerk was nervous, kind of twitchy. Had a triangle perm, reminded me of Lionel Richie. Someone blurted out, and when I turned around, observed. Truck turner had the burner out and pointed at a surfer. Mr. Furley burst out the beauty perler and curlers and a security jersey. Thermos for the wild turkey.
When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn. When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn. When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn. When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn.
Yeah, lyric born and do that thing.
Bring it back.
Hey, now. I'm glad you all came on by to CPR this week. I hope you had a good old time. I sure as hell did. Hey, listen, before I take on off, I want to remind you guys, stop by iTunes if you're happy with the show. Leave me like a 5-star review or something like that. And don't forget, you can follow us over on Campground Pirate Radio Fans on Facebook. And you can follow me also at Uncle Waldo on Twitter. Hey, do you want to hear your music played here? Just like Gray Goes Down, send me an MP3, AIF, or WAV file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. And in the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson, don't let the bastards get you down. See you next week. Peace.
I want to smash it off all the workers who spend hours into nothing. I want to smash it up for my sisters who got caught up in this funky system. I want to smash it up just like a locust, like a satellite shooting rockets. I want to smash it up in every way I can. Right now I think I want to be a man. Smash it up, yeah, when I'm down.
Well, there's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.